We were to meditate about death, our own death. So just to close the topic of self-mortification and self-denial and seeking our death to be crucified. So let's do this practice that we see also in the retreats of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the practice about death. So to remember often our death, infallible leads to a good death. And for three reasons. Because secure for us a purity of life, because detaches ourselves from earth, and also because fills up our heart with confidence. Also because preserve us from falling into sin. So we see the sacred scriptures, no, very clear. Be thoughtful about your last things, and you shall not sin, no? In Ecclesiasticus. Just to remember that we will become a sack of worms, powerful. So what we're going to do is, you are going to think and you are going to die today. See? This is the exercise. Before going to bed, you do a good act of contrition. You will tell God, thank you for so many years, thank you for giving me so many graces, sorry for so many sins. I do the exercise for obedience sake. I have to do the exercise, so I go to bed as if I am going to die. My bed today will be my coffin. When you lay down on your pillow, it's your coffin, and you will start hearing the priest telling your soul, go to eternity. God is waiting for you, for your judgment. And you are begging prayers, you are begging for mercy. So let's remember a few points here about this meditation. God do not owe to us life, much less to his enemies. But we have become enemies at some points in our life. So it's part of humility to acknowledge that because we have stepped upon his commandments, we have caused his death on the cross. Therefore, we don't have the right to ask for more years or for more days or to have a good death, even peaceful death, no. We might die any moment in any way at all. If our Lord died crucified, we could die anyway, in any form, any shape. So don't expect, it comes from pride and from lack of mortification, expecting an easy death, peaceful, with all the company of the priest and your friends and your mother, you know. No, no, no. This is why you have to practice. You want to die. You have to leave behind your house, your job, your family. And you have to embrace and to say, today, you will tell God, Lord, I agree, I am ready to do to die as you want. The time, the place, the pains, we will surround it. So, soon we shall die. That shouts like with Solomon. That approaching tonight is telling us all is vanity and vanities. All is vanity. And the Ecclesiastical says, what is the benefit for men of all things that are under the sun? Is in Ecclesiasticus 1:2. So, why so much concern and love for the things below the sun, on earth? For example, riches. So, what are the riches in comparison to the happiness that God offered to us? So, what happens with the riches when we die? You will not bring with you, not even your napkin, your glasses, your shampoo, no. Vanity of honors. Who will worry about us after we die? We will be forgotten by almost everybody, no? We know, we go to the cemeteries, and we don't know who these people are, who were these people. No clue who were these people in the cemeteries. Even if they were bright in this world, the memory of them have failed. So, what is the benefit of being praised, of being having a good reputation even? St. Augustine says, if we are going to be tormented because of our honors, so why we look for honors? Because, you know, could happen that we have disordinate affection for honors, to be praised, to be put in a high place in a society, because we have not go to our place that corresponds to us, which is the last place. We are supposed to be in the last place. That moment of death, we would like to be in the last place. Lord, have mercy on me. Also, the vanity of human friendships. We know how false, how inconstant some are our friendships. Only God is faithful. So when you are dying, Lord, you are my only friend. You are going to be my judge. I am rather your friend now, before it's too late. You know? I think when we are dying, we have to say that tonight. You have to say, Lord, forgive me. I want you to be your son, you my father. You are the only one faithful, the only one who has happiness and life for me. You are the way, the truth. I have been paying attention to many things which are vain things, superfluous things. So these thoughts must cause us to multiply our good deeds. It is why when we are thinking about death, we don't commit sins. On contrary, we are repairing, we are amending, we are asking for mercy. The Ecclesiasticus says, do all the good that you can do. Do it with a great joy, because you go toward the sepulchre, to your grave, and after this life you will not have you will not be able to work, and your science or your knowledge or your wisdom will not be of benefit for you, but only this life, you know? Our Lord said, watch and pray, because I will come as a thief. You will not expect it. When you don't expect it, I will come. That's what we have to do tonight. You didn't expect this meditation, but yes. You have to prepare as you will to die tonight. So, the heart of man cannot live without loving someone. So if we don't love God, we will love creatures. So now is the moment to give, before you die, all your love to God and say, Lord, I share my love with creatures and with bad things even. We have love our parents, our family members, our friends, but we have no love God as much. We have love the world in spite of being, of having promised God at the day of our baptism, we promise to renounce the world. We have loved it too much. We love too much our books, our body. Our health. We want to live many more years. It's another vanity of vanities. Because we're in a state of grace now. Or we think we had instead of grace, we are in the retreat. You should tell our Lord tonight, Lord, I prefer to die now than next year, because I am ready. Yes, do that exercise tonight. So, it's coming to an end, your life, tonight. So, that you have been foolish by wishing more years to have old age, to arrive to an old age. That you have accumulated treasures in your heart, which are useless for eternity. Who have been a trap, separating you from God in many ways. So you are going to die tonight, so you will have in your memory how much sins in your past life, how much ungratefulness, how much waste of time, how much attachments to things of the world. How little you have done for your soul and for the others, for God. There is no more time. You will acknowledge that you have done a lot of evil in your life. You will wish to have more days after today, after tonight, dying. You wish you have more time to amend, to do sacrifices, to love the cross, to save your soul, to secure your salvation and your families. At the moment of your death, because you don't trust human things, so you start doubting about your dispositions, your repentance, even. You doubt about loving God enough. Scary thought. It's scary. Maybe you don't deserve maybe the last grace for repentance, for God to go to heaven or purgatory. Your family will be around you. So you are going to die tonight, so will be the five brothers and the priest will be by your side, reciting the prayers of the dying, anointing you, telling you Brother, be repentant, be repentant. There's no more time. So prepare yourself for judgment. You will face God, Christ's face, in justice. Very soon our Lord is going to assign to you a place in two eternities, either heaven or hell. So you will interrogate your conscience. Where you most likely will be, according to your deeds, your merits, and your life. Because San Alfonso says, as you live, you die. So most of the time I will be with God, I have been with God, with the will of God. I have been against the world, or fighting the world, myself. Or most of the time I have been with the world, and with myself, and little time with God. So this is the question. The first commandment says, "Do thou shalt love the Lord thy God with more than anything else, above all things." So the question tonight will be, have I loved God above all things, above my books, my family, above my time, above my liberty, my will, above my comfort? This is the question. Decide whether I go to heaven or hell. Have I loved God above all things or not? If I have loved God more than the other things, yes, most likely I will make it to heaven. But if I have loved more other things than God, most likely I will be reprobate. I will not pass the examination. Because remember, we are not sure about our state of, if we are in state of grace. Nobody of us can be sure about that. So we are pending upon the mercy and grace of God. And we have despised, we have committed many mortal sins maybe. We have abused grace. How many masses? You have to think tonight. How many masses I have in my life? And how much grace I have got from these masses? How many confessions I have been in? How many confessions? How many retreats? How many warnings? Because if I am not sure, if I am not in a state of grace, therefore I might not deserve that grace of being saved. Because I have abused God's grace, God's most precious blood. This is exercise, very important exercise. Because San Augustine teaches that to persevere until the end, we need efficient grace. Not only sufficient grace, but efficient grace, so to overcome our enemies and to persevere to the end. And that grace is only given to those who are faithful in a habitual manner to God, to God's grace and God's will. So maybe we don't deserve that grace. We are going to die in 3 hours. Maybe we have not deserved that grace. Maybe I will do a bad confession. Father is here with me, but maybe I will not have the strength to do a good confession. Maybe the devil will overcome me in the last minutes. Because all the saints said that the last battle before dying is the worst of the attacks of the devil. The worst temptations. Maybe I will not be able to resist, because I have not doing the effort to resist during my life. Maybe I will not be able to resist during my death. So also the question will be, I have had good devotion to Mary. Really, I have prayed the rosary and profess really a good devotion to Mary in practice. Many saints said that if we are going to be saved, Our Lady will be present in our particular judgment. But if we are not going to be safe, she will not be there. So imagine that we are about to die. Say, oh, Mary, please be there. Please be there present. Scary thought if we suddenly we think that she will not be there because we have not been faithful to her. We have made her cry again and again by our sins. So the time has come to see how much fruits we have bear in our life. Our Lord is going to balance our good deeds, our bad deeds. Really, our good deeds will overweight the bad deeds or not. This is tonight. This is what you have to analyze. Brother X, your good deeds really overweight your bad deeds? Yes or not? Brother, please look. You are endangering my salvation, brother. There is no time. I am about to face Jesus and give an account of my life to him. My soul was a field that I should have cultivated. I should have bear fruits. So people who have presumption during his life, usually frequently they have a despair at the moment of the death, because they face reality. Because those who have presumption that they are doing well is an illusion. Because I have seen in the retreat, we must be humble and penitent every minute. So if we are not doing that and we think that we are doing well, it's an illusion. We are not carrying the cross as we should. Therefore, when we are dying, we face reality. This is, I think, is the main torment of those who are dying. To face reality, we didn't live in reality. So people nowadays, they don't live in reality. That God is present, that we are here to do good, to live like children of God, and we just live as animals very often, or live as a human way, or we live attached to creatures, attached to our will, far from God. So our side, you are going to contemplate yourself on your coffin tonight. You are going to contemplate surrounded by the furniture that you are used to have in your house, in your room. You will see your books, your crucifix, the articles that you handle and use every day. Is your room according to poverty, according to God's law? Maybe you have a book or something there that should not be there. Maybe it's too much comfortable, your room. And you are about to be presented before Christ, who died on Calvary, crucified. And you are dying comfortable in your bed. And you knew that you had to be crucified, and you prefer to be comfortable all the time. So our bed will be the altar in which we want to offer our last sacrifice. We will wish that our altar will be a cross, not a bed in the moment. You are going to contemplate the people around you. Some of them are crying, and others doesn't care about you. Others are happy that you are dying. Others are curious about you. They look at you and they go away, saying goodbye. And others are approaching to you to tell you the last words of goodbye. Your brothers, your sisters, visiting you. The priest might be there. Everybody will speak about God to you. Your guardian angel will be there. He will expect that you are going to call for his assistance. So today, also today, it's an exercise. So you will call upon your guardian angel, the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Joseph, Saint Benedict, your patron saints, Saint Mary Magdalene, Saint John, Saint Athanasius, Saint Simon, Saint Andrew, Abraham, Joseph. So it's a practice. So we have to practice what we want to die, because we have to do the same when we are really dying. This is the key. This practice has to be done once a month, usually. We are recording the audio, so once a month you should do this practice. And we contemplate also that the devil is stronger than ever against you. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your weak points. He knows what you have done many times. So he will do his last battle against you, stronger than ever. Your ears, you are going to listen the tick-tack of the cloth, saying to you, you have a few minutes. So we may say, oh, I don't have time to repair. People speaking around you, he almost died. Prepare the coffin, prepare the funeral. Tell the family, let's choose a coffin for him. You will start hearing those things around you. Call the grandpa, call the sister, he's dying. Your breathing is hard. You are changing your color in your face. Everybody's praying around you. The good friends are praying for you, the brothers. And the priest is praying around you, saying, it's in the ritual, these words on the ritual. Go away from this world, Christian soul. It's part of the ritual. When we arrive to certain point of the prayers for the dying, we said that, okay, you are incommended to Saint Joseph, to Our Lady, to the saints, to Saint Michael, we pray the litanies. So after that we said, okay, go, depart now, soul, to eternity, to your judgment, present yourself to judgment with God. And we ask Saint Michael to pick up you, your soul, to present you before God, judgment seat. Isn't the ritual those things, those words? But if we have done well, if we have been doing well in our life, we should have a joy. Should be very sweet, those words of the priest. Okay, go, depart from here. Oh, lastly, I will go back home. We should say those words Oh, finally, I go back home with our Lord, our Lady. This is what is this practice is important. This practice. So you have to think also that you are that you have to be happy because you are going to change your life. And you want to say those words to Our Lady. Okay, Our Lady, the priest is telling me to depart, so take me up, pick me up now. Let's go to eternity. Let's go with St. Michael to eternity, to our private particular judgment. We should say that, those things with joy. Practice that. Imagine that you had changed your life, you had to do penance, and you had loved the cross. And maybe not to die, but maybe you die further, and so you are happy and that you did penance. So you said, Lord, okay, let's go. Pick me up. Also the taste, you should also imagine your taste at those moments. Bitterness for what is coming in your tongue, your sufferings, your soul, your body. Also imagine that your body is very weak, not able to pray, not able to think. It's more scary. You don't have strength. Many priests have said that. St. Alfonso, in his book, Preparation to Death, he says that we have to make this exercise every month, because when the time comes when we are dying, really, we don't have a strength. We don't have a mind and will to pray. So we had at least the wish to die well and to ask for mercy. So Isaiah says, also Ezekiel, prepare your house because you are going to die, you shall not heal. So now we are facing that moment. Let's see the disorder we have in our life. Our generosity, our lukewarmness, maybe. We have to distrust many things we have been doing until now. We have not been means to go closer to God. Have been wasting time, maybe. Also, try to remember that moment today, tonight. The resentments, the hatred, or the... If you have an aversion to someone, you have not forgotten or forgiven anyone, you have to remember tonight. I still have hatred towards someone. Because, precisely, long purgatories come because we have no pay. We have no ask pardon or no pardon of the others. Also, try to remember today, tonight, you have attachment to things that is painful to you to leave behind. Maybe one book or one person, or one something that you have in your house or in your life. Because you are going to die, you may guess today, tonight, what is those things that you regret to leave behind. As to for you to start detaching yourself from those things. So you have to think, have I done enough penance? Remember what we said in the conference of yesterday. Penance is a proportion of our sins. So you have committed so many sins. Have we done enough penance for our sins? It's helpful. This is very helpful. So we should say the following: Oh Lord, I wish I will have 1,000 lives to offer to you, them with my whole heart. You are asking to give you my life tonight, that you have given to me one day through my mother. So yes, I resigned myself to give it to you again, back. I consent to be despoiled from this life, from this earth, from this body, which I have loved too much. I submit to your law, because this body is going to become worms and dust. My sufferings has been very small and short, and they're supposed to be should have been greater, because they are the test of my love for you, the sufferings. Have mercy on me. I accept beforehand the pains and the punishment I deserve, but have mercy on me. I wish I would have not committed any sin, neither offend thee. But nevertheless, I give you thanks, O Lord, for what you have done to me, for having given me the faith. I believe firmly what Holy Catholic Church teaches, and I hope all that you promised through the Church. I regret deeply having served the world instead of the Lord, having served any creatures instead of the Lord. I regret my crimes, my sins. I should have rested everything in your hands, O Lord, my Savior. So, Lord, I am yours finally. I belong to you. Take me. Have mercy on me. You love me, and you will die for me, Lord. So it's why we have to make this exercise, to have these sentiments the day of our death. We have to do now what necessarily we will have to do in the hour for our death. What a shame if we oblige God to take away us by storm. So obligatory, God, who is so good, so merciful, that He wants to stop us keeping sinning, and He decides to take away our lives, so we will not commit more sins. Is that the reason why we are dying? What a shame for us. St. Paul says, quotidia morior. I die a little bit every day. So our death is nearer and nearer. So Saint Teresa de Avila said to her daughters, it doesn't matter to have the whole world as an enemy, if we have the joy to have our Lord as a friend. So let's do today, tonight, what we will wish to have done at the moment of our death. So to be ready, to be with perfect contrition, to ask for mercy with the bottom of your heart. So our Lord is about to tell us, okay, give me an account of your administration. You cannot continue in this life. I have decided it. You shall not have more graces, more time, more talents to make them fructify. You could have grown in virtue and grace, but time is over. What you had done until now is what you will have the reward or punishment for eternity. So we should think also tonight, what I will offer to our Lord tonight. I am there to present to Him my prayers, so cold and distracted, my piety maybe, so lukewarm, my penances I want to offer tonight to Him, so scarce and seldom done, so comfortable. What I want to offer our Lord tonight, my obedience, so imperfect. So finally is the supplication of a good death, no? It's a beautiful prayer that is in Spanish, but I will translate for you a part of this prayer. My Lord Jesus Christ, God of goodness, Father of the mercies, I present myself before you with humble heart and contrite heart. I commend myself, my last moments, to you. In this moment, with my feet are losing the movement, when I realize that my career, my life on earth is over, merciful Jesus, have pity on me, have mercy on me. With my hands trembling, not able to move anymore, will squeeze against his chest the crucifix, full of pain around me, merciful Jesus, have pity on me. When my eyes full of tears, full of terror for the imminent death, when I fix my eyes in your eyes, in your crucifix, merciful Jesus, have pity on me. Those moments in which my lips will become cold, and I will pronounce for last time your holy name of Jesus, merciful Jesus, have pity on me. With my face pale and ready to lose the color, is causing pity and terror to all those who behold it, and my hair be bathed in sweat of death, announcing to anyone, everybody, that I am about to die, merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. With my ears soon to be closed forever to the conversations of men, be open at last to hear the sentence from your mouth, to fix my lock for eternity, merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. On those moments when my imagination, agitated by horrendous figures, may cause mortal worries in my soul, and a great fear of your justice, remembering my iniquities. When I be fighting those moments against the devil, who will want to take away my hopes in your mercy and launch me to the horrors of despair, on those moments, mercy, O most merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. Those moments when my heart weak and consumed by pain be overtaken by fear of the death about to come, tired, weak of fighting against my enemies, on those moments, merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. When I be in those moments shedding tears, signs of my so many sins, Lord, receive them today as a sacrifice of expiation, so that when I die, you may consider those tears as a penance for my sins in that terrible moment approaching to me. Merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. When my relatives and friends around me be trembling and crying and commending me, my soul, to you, on those moments, O merciful Jesus, have pity on me. When losing the use of my senses, the world suddenly disappear from my eyes, and I be suffering the anguish of the last agony, on those moments, O merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. In my last breathing, the last sighs of my heart, forcing my soul to go out from my body, accept then, O Lord, those last sufferings, to go to you. But please, O Jesus, in those moments, merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. And then when my soul goes out from this world, leaving behind the body, pale, cold, with lifeless, accept the destruction of my body as an homage that I give to you, to thy divine majesty, before it happened. But, oh, merciful Jesus, have mercy on me. And lastly, when my soul appear before thy seat judgment, do not throw away my soul from your presence. Receive me in the bosom of thy mercy, so that I may chant eternally thy praises in heaven, though maybe punished in purgatory for some time. Now and then, O merciful Jesus, have mercy on me.